What's trending is the Buffalo Sabres have now won 4 in a row. Some good action last night. Include this one from Bo.
Sabres come back with Byram in the offensive zone. Zucker with a shot, blocked, rebound, scores! Byram! Got that shot away really quick, and it's a 1-0 Buffalo lead here in the opening period.
And Alex managed to tuck a couple in last night.
Zucker brings it out of the corner, works it up top for a shot, scores! Shot comes in from the point, and Elvis couldn't get it, and it's Alex Tuck first down the line. It's 3-1 Buffalo.
So they kept it to 3-2 last night, getting the dub, getting the win at KeyBank Center. That's 4 in a row, and those 4 came at home. Nice to see 4 in a row. Lindy last night.
Yeah, I mean, taking it one game at a time, but we were knocking on the door a couple times this year, and it was good. I thought it was just a good all-round effort tonight.
There was. Sabres now off to Nashville on Saturday night. I don't know if you've heard about the salt shortage in Western New York when it comes to the rock salt that they use on the roads. The company that supplies them to many towns, villages, and roadways, they've had a supply issue. The company that puts out the rock salt, American Rock Salt, out in Livingston County, issued a statement saying they've been working diligently to meet the demand from local government customers across New York State. They do realize some municipalities are concerned about supply. We understand the frustration. We're working to do what we can. They say that the very difficult winter and the ice storm after ice storm is taxing their supply chain. So without the salt, it's hard to salt the roads. And while we've got an ice storm coming, some towns are still short. Like Tonawanda has been saying, we don't have what we normally need this time of year. Not like we didn't order it. It just didn't show up. So even with this statement, they got the statement, they didn't get the rock salt that they need at this time. Hopefully these issues get worked out, but there was a lot of storm action in the south. I don't know if they divert supplies to there. I don't know what the salt situation is, not an expert, but the company that usually gives those big piles and mounds that they put on the trucks, it's been short this year, and this is not a good time to be short.
The county was filling potholes out near my area.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, it was actually nice. Yeah, yeah.
There are a few notable ones. Jan, what did you say? There was one on the entire stretch of Elmwood?
Elmwood is so bad, Main Street. But there should just be, and I know it's hard to keep, whatever they could fill it with. Find something to fill. I mean, they're everywhere in downtown Buffalo.
It's funny, though, you know, just watching, because they were doing down William, which is a county road. Long and short of it is, it takes, like, you got a driver, you got two fillers and a flag, and I think two flag people. So it's not like, you think, oh, it's just one guy in a truck. It takes, like, a crew.
I would say in Buffalo, it's one guy in a truck. I mean, out in Lancaster,
it's a county road, so it's not like it's, you know. No, it really does, Janet.
See that they want to fill the holes, but at this time of year, it's hard for those patches to take.
I know, but you can't.
Nick, we have like a gully.
Oh, I know. Like, I believe it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Drove through one last night, and that was a state road. I'm like, there's a hole in your road, dude. It's gone.
Yeah.
The president plans to attend the Super Bowl this weekend. That's happening Sunday. If anybody chooses to watch this thing, White House official speaking anonymously confirms that Trump plans to attend. He will be the first sitting U.S. president to attend a game. This is usually a vice presidential thing. But Trump said he'd like to go. Heard the food is great. Wants to be in New Orleans.
They got enough security for Taylor Swift. They should be okay.
Usually they do, where you get that message from the president from the White House before the game. And so if he's going to be there, that's cool.
No, it's going to be him there. And that's a first for a current sitting U.S. president. They say somewhere around 2,000 specific presidential-only security members will be looking after the details.
Oh, so we're paying for him to go to the game. Okay.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying he wants to go to the game, and wherever he goes, I'm sure there's security, so there is that. A pair of suspected crooks tied to South American theft crews were nabbed in Manhattan yesterday. One of the suspects linked to the break-in at NFL quarterback Joe Burrow's home in Ohio. So this looks to be sort of the part of the operation that distributes, sells, or fences the goods that are stolen from a home. They believe that it is South American gangs gather the stuff, break into the homes, do the break-ins, do the theft. give them to these folks in Manhattan to sell them and then take the money and run. So two people accused of running a midtown pawn shop where pricey stolen goods, stolen high-end handbags, watches, jewelry, and sports memorabilia were being sold. And they think they may have helped crack that case. Just one celebrity at this time, sports celebrity, I should say, it's Joe Burrow, but there were many homes that were broken into by so many highlight players. And finally, fresh off her big wins at the Grammys, Sabrina Carpenter announces a deluxe version of her album, Short and Sweet. This one features Dolly Parton, a win and a win.
Ooh.
Oh, anyhow, wow. One of those tracks is a duet edition of her song, Please, 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 with Dolly Parton. A few other songs, including 15 Minutes and Bad Reviews, are added to this deluxe of Short and Sweet that comes out on Valentine's Day. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:23.